Do not jack off to this. I'm serious. Don't touch yourself. Do not masturbate to the sound of my voice. I don't care how hard it gets. This is not a sexual audio at all. So please, please, please just promise me that you will keep your hands away from, well, yeah. Okay? Can you do that for me? Please? Thank you. Look, I just can't stand it that I try so hard. So hard. You know? So hard. You know? And I just want to be treated with respect. That's all. Hey, can you please keep your eyes up here? Yeah, thank you. Was that so hard? I mean, God, how long can you go without thinking about sex? No, don't look over there, and do not touch yourself. This is not a sexual conversation. I'm not going to let you fucking blow me off. Look at me. Good. That's it. That's it. It's... Oh my God, were you just reaching for your cock just now? You were, weren't you? Jesus, can I not just say a few simple things without you trying to rip out your dick? You fucking pig, do not jack off. To this. Do you hear me? Do not jack off to this. No. I don't care how big and hard it is. You are not allowed to touch it. You agreed you would listen to me and not treat me like some fuck toy. Good. Now just breathe in. Good. Just breathe in and out. I want you to focus on me, not on fucking me, not on my eyes or my face or my lips. Or my soft skin, my clavicle, or my breasts, or, don't you dare touch it. This is not for your amusement. There is nothing sexual going on here. It's all in your head. Just bubbling up, thoughts bursting, ready to come out of the tip of your big, fat head. What am I doing? Oh, nothing. You're wondering what the point of this conversation is? Why don't you think about it a little bit? Go on. I'm waiting. So, did you figure it out, baby? I mean, I know it must be so hard. For you. Well, for you to even think right now, I mean. It's not your fault. It's just that, well, with all your blood being focused down there into your hard, throbbing cock, how can you even focus on anything except your aching balls, so full of cum. The overwhelming sensation of the friction of your dick rubbing inside your jeans. Oh, you poor, poor thing. The only thing you're able to think of right now. Yeah, it's gotta be, well, how badly, how desperately you need to come. You have all of this hot sperm boiling up, about to force itself out of the tip of your dick. And you need to let it out. The pressure, baby. It's just too much. It's impossible to think of anything else.
But remember your promise? You said you wouldn't jack off. That you wouldn't touch your cock. Do you know why I had you make that promise? Do you? It's because I didn't want you to make yourself come.
I wanted to make you come. So, I'm going to rub you through your jeans a minute. No, That zipper is staying up. Your hard cock staying inside your pants. Oh, you poor, poor thing. I can tell it won't be long now. Nope. I'm just gonna keep rubbing you. Squeezing you through your pants. You're gonna make a mess, you naughty, naughty boy. You're gonna come for me inside your pants. And there's nothing you can do about it. You just want it so badly. You need it. You need to come. I won't even have to count down for you. Because we both know that in the next 20 seconds, you're going to explode. Going to come for me. I know you can feel it. Building, building, overflowing. You can't control it. It's just going to happen. So just lie back and accept it. Okay, sweetheart. Ooh, it's just 10 seconds now. Any last words before I make you mess in your pants? Anything you say can and will be used against you. Breasts, huh? Oh, you're so close. If only we had more time, you poor, poor thing. All you get to do is look at my cleavage. I mean, jeez, you're already over the damage. So I don't even have time to take out my tits for you. I would let you do more, but I can already feel you coming. You're coming right now. You're soaking through your boxers. You're leaking through your jeans. So embarrassing. You probably feel like a fucking loser right now. You couldn't even hold it in for a little of me. Well, let me tell you a secret. I love doing this. I love the control that I have over you. I love knowing that you'll come back for me later. And honestly, I just really, really love the face you make when I've gotten you past the point of no return. When you're trying so desperately to hang on, knowing how futile it is. Yeah, I love knowing that you don't stand a fucking chance against me. I love how fucking hot you think I am, and how amazing I make you feel.